That's not what I meant to do. Matchbox 20 on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree. I didn't mean to pause it then. I meant to turn the mics on first so I could talk over the song a little bit because I like doing that. I think it sounds cool when DJs do that. Unless I was, when I was a kid, you would record songs off of the radio onto your cassette deck. Yeah. Then that was the worst thing in the world because I didn't want that. And waiting for this one song to come on for a million years and then the DJ talks over it.
Right.
It's a jerk.
And I never, it was worse when they talked over the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And like they talk right over the opening and like get right to the first verse. Like, what are you doing? I'm trying to.
I don't want to hear you.
I'm trying to hit this button here. The morning. Kids will never understand.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Nick. You're listening to A Certain Degree, and you're listening to two people, maybe Gen Xers, talking about stuff that it can't technically happen anymore. I don't think there is a way to do that anymore. Christy Zizzo is here. You can find her writing stuff, creating stuff on clickorlando.com for WKMG. She's one of the digital editors over there. And so I'd encourage you to go check that out. But right now, we're going to talk about some events that are coming up. I'm really excited about some of these. I tend to, when I'm doing the events, our team, we pull them all together and then I have to go back through them because what happens is a lot of these events that we would normally put out in the, we do a weekly newsletter at yourcommunitypaper.com and we put it in the print edition, is a lot of these sell out by the time we get to the point where we're promoting them in the newsletter. Oh. So in the print piece, it's great, but they sell out by the time. So there's a couple that I had to take off of here that I'm like, oh, man, that sounded so cool. Like this, there was a portrait thing at Red Light, where you would make a portrait of somebody else and then trade with them and stuff like that. But
oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, sold out. Too bad. An event that's not sold out, and I think you should go to every event that they have, is at the Orange County Regional History Center on Friday. They're doing one of their lunch and learns, which I think is so much fun. Even if you don't usually go to downtown, you should go down for this event because it is really good. This one sounds interesting. It is about Lou. I don't know if I'm saying this right, so I apologize. Liu Gimgong,
yes,
who was a Chinese American pioneer and the Citrus Wizard of Florida. I love everything about that.
Yeah, I heard about this one last year. I think I heard about him. I read one of their profiles, and I never even, you know, you don't normally, when you talk citrus around here, you talk Dr. Phillips. You don't talk, there's so many stories that are hiding in that industry, and that history is rich. So this sounds like one of them.
If that is noon to one, so lunch and learn. That evening, though, you can go over to Palmer's Garden and Goods over in Audubon Park on Corinne. They're doing a forever flower arrangement workshop, I guess, at 6 p.m. And I guess maybe you could do that for the mom in your life. I think there's something coming up that is mom related.
Yeah,
something in May.
Thanks for reminding me. I need to call my mother.
Yeah. Please call your mother.
Call your mother.
Not only on Mother's Day, but also just today.
Yeah.
Just call your mom today.
Because she called me while we were talking, and I do need to call her back when all this is done.
Nice. Another potential place you could find a gift for her or maybe make her happy by just getting rid of some of your old stuff is this Saturday, May 2nd. In the morning, the Milk Run 5K is going on, but that is sold out as well. But you can go and encourage people and cheer them on. But also going on in the Milk District of Festival Park is the Really Free Market. This is something new that has been happening. It'll happen this weekend and every, I think, the first Saturday of the month from 10 to 1 at Festival Park. You can just go there and set up if you have stuff to get rid of. Bring a blanket, you know, almost create your own booth, talk to people. It becomes this, you know, almost little third space where you're meeting neighbors and you're meeting other people. Maybe you can pick up some clothes that you can upcycle or reuse for something. Maybe you can get rid of some old records that you don't know what to do with. You know, these are not things we want ending up in the landfill.
I love that swap meets are back.
Yeah.
I love that is a thing because I notice there's other places that are doing this too. Setting up little trading posts and stuff for people. And I think that's fantastic.
Goblin Market does one of those. If you're looking for maybe an art project or you're doing something else or just find some inspiration for stuff. Or again, just some stuff you were like, I got my little box of stuff that I'm going to take to One Heart for Women and Children or Goodwill or wherever, and maybe go to this and meet some neighbors.
Yeah. I think that's fantastic.
I think it's a lot of fun. You don't have to be there the whole time. You can also promote services, like maybe talk to people about sewing and, you know, maybe you're good at that or repairing things. You can help them out. So, again, stuff doesn't end up in the landfill.
Yeah, which is so hard. It's getting harder to do these days.
Yeah. Yeah, because a lot of stuff isn't fixable, but a lot of stuff is.
Yeah.
Or somebody else could use it.
Yeah.
Also going on at the Orange County Regional History Center on Saturday is Free Access Day in celebration of America's 250th birthday. So that's going on all day from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Have you been there lately?
Not
to the History Center?
No, yeah. No. I'm not for not to just look around.
Yeah.
And I should.
I appreciate that. I keep telling people about the bears. Do you know about the polar bears from the guy whose name was Bear?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love everything about that. I drive by that building on Mills all the time, and I'm just like, that just makes me smile so much. If you don't know the history of that, go to the History Center. I'm not going to tell you here. Go to the History Center, see some stuffed bears and why they're there. Collective Corner pop-up market is happening in College Park at Albert Park. I think I had somebody from WKMJ reached out to me about covering the story of the tree in Albert Park and then the redo of the entire thing. It had this beautiful oak.
Yeah.
Then in 2020, it tumped over in such a way that it was in the road. And so they had to cut like this big, huge chunk of it. It was just this beautiful, shady oak over a gazebo and became a little bit of the identity of College Park. Tumped over, they tried to save it, but it was basically horizontal at that point, and the roots were growing underneath the gazebo. So they decided to redo, much to the chagrin of many of the community members of College Park. They decided to redo it. I really love that people are starting to activate that space a little bit more. And so the Collective Corner pop-up, they do a really good job. And that'll be from 11 to 4 on Saturday. And then also on Saturday, so you can go to Collective Corner. You can go to Free Access Day at the History Center. Mm-hmm. And then you can go to Collective Corner over in College Park at Albert Park. And then you can head over to the Orlando Milk House in the Milk District for Jane's Walk. It's the second annual urbanist walking tour. So this is an event that's organized by Orlando Gimby. And actually, one of our writers, I think, is organizing it. Logan Lamphere is organizing it. Yeah, so Jane is in reference to the author who wrote about smart cities, and I can't remember her last name to save my life. I'm hoping everybody who is listening to us right now is going crazy and wanting to text us at 407-646-2915 with the answer. But yeah, so they will go around and look at things that are, you know, that have made progress, whether that's buildings like Stasio's or Otto's, High Dive, and homes that are doing well over there, and that sort of thing. So I think that's a really good one. Another thing that's going on that evening at the Timoco Arts Foundation is the, I don't know how to say it, Mudita. They are a collective of different musicians. They are releasing their first EP.
I have never been to Timucua, and I've always wanted to go. I just never had the chance to.
Oh,
that this sounds interesting.
Yeah, you may want to go to this. And actually, all of their events are really good. If you haven't been to Timucua, it is over by Boone High School in the Soto area. And Benoit Glazer and his wife decided to create a performance space in their house. So in one room is the kitchen, and you open up a door and you're in this amazing performance space that he helped create that is acoustically amazing. He is the former music director over at the old Cirque du Soleil show that used to happen over there in Disney Springs. It's not Drawn to Life. It was the other one.
Yeah, the one before.
Yeah, so I can't remember the name of it. But so these are local musicians. There's going to be a string quartet backing them up. And so it should be really interesting to see that. Very culturally diverse and things of that nature. So something to check out. Sunday, May 3rd, let's get a little more shopping in at the Mother Knows Best Market. Again, get ready for this. Mom loves vintage. So it'll be a lot of vintage stuff at Etoile Boutique. That's going to be over in the Milk District. And then The Orlando Public Library. I love this. As you're getting ready for summer travel, like learning about some of the weird roadside attractions that have been around in Florida, hopefully still
so
around.
Many.
There's so many. And so they are doing a program called Weird and Wonderful Florida Summer Travel with a Twist. That'll be at the Orlando Public Library on Sunday, as I mentioned, May 3rd at 3:30 p.m. I'm really looking forward to that.
That does sound interesting. What's the weirdest thing you've seen in Florida?
In Florida, I don't remember a lot. I think I went to, I think it was called Circus something. It was down in the Kissimmee area. It might have been Circus World.
Yeah.
So when I was really young, we were driving back from Tampa and we saw the signs for that. And my mom thought it was the funniest thing, the name Kissimmee, because we obviously mispronounced it. We didn't know how to pronounce it at the time. We lived in Ormond Beach. That's where I grew up. And it's something about Circus World. We're like, what is that? And so for some reason, she was feeling adventurous. And so we stopped there. And so I remember that one. And I remember also on that drive is the airplane museum down there towards Lakeland.
Yeah. Fantasy of Flight.
Yeah, yeah. So I've never been there. But then I think there's weird stuff, these kind of fun liminal spaces like Bock Tower too. Mm-hmm. Like just going there and finding a space where you could just be kind of alone, and there's almost this cliff overlooking, and then there's the Bock Tower itself, which is obviously some sort of Ghostbusters bring in the paranormal into this world at some point when all the stars align correctly, I assume. So those are the types of spaces that I really have enjoyed. What about you?
I mean, the first time I ever came to Florida, we went to Wikiwachee because it wasn't far away from
where
I think everybody should go there once, not because of the mermaids. It's just it's very natural Florida still, mm-hmm. And it's beautiful. It's just a beautiful spring. So that's always like first in my mind is Wikiwachee. And then, I mean, anything in St. Augustine. St. Augustine is just such a cool place to be.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of – I don't know if it's still there, but one of the weirdest things I ever did in St. Augustine was do a ghost tour from in a hearse.
Oh,
they
nice.
They tricked out a hearse, and we drove around.
Wait, you get in the hearse?
Yes.
So is it like open, almost like a bus would be open, or is it?
Yeah, they put seats inside.
Okay.
Where, you know.
You don't have to ride around in a coffin?
No.
Oh, well, that would kind of add to the experience, I think.
I guess. if you're into
coffin.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know.
A lot of trust involved in that.
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of ghost tours in St. Augustine that you can do, but that was the most unique, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably. Is also, have you ever looked around for the dinosaurs, the dinosaur, like auto places that are around Florida?
Auto places.
Yeah.
Well, like a drive-through or like a auto repair shop that has dinosaurs?
Sometimes it's an auto repair shop. Sometimes it's, I don't know. It's just like there's one over by Wikiwachee. It looks like a brontosaurus. Like it's a garage, but the top of it looks like a brontosaurus.
I love everything about that. Please let me see that soon.
It's so just, and there's stuff like that all over town.
Yeah.
All over the state. It's just random.
Amazing. On Monday, May 4th, Lou Gardens is having a free day and story time. So it's a good time to go check that out. And then over in the Packing District, the Four Roots Farm from 6 to 7 is doing a printmaking with plants workshop. So that looks like fun. And if you haven't been over to the Four Roots Farm campus, that is an amazing facility that just keeps growing and growing. Let's leave it at that. You can always learn more about the events that are going on at clickorlando.com or yourcommunitypaper.com.